Well, it was the first of the month yesterday, and so the first of the month, what I typically do is I pay rent. No, what I typically do on the first of the month is I always check for the new billboards. No, that's not what it is. What I do on the first of the month is I go, when it's the first of the month of December, I go and see what bills were pre-filed in the Washington State Legislature. And there was one that caught my attention, which is talking about charging taxes on paid protesters. And I started laughing because I thought that was absolutely brilliant. Joining us now to discuss the sponsor of this legislation, which is State Senator Leonard Christian. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's an honor. I appreciate you reaching out.
Thank you. So I'm looking at Senate Bill 5819, ensuring paid protester services are considered a temporary staffing service subject to state retail sales and use taxes. Why not add the head tax, too? Let's throw them all in there, right?
And you do know the title was very, very specific as well.
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So tell me what the thinking was behind this.
Well, you know, I was just happened to be watching a Brandy Cruz episode, and you know, and they were talking. I kept seeing these same people down in Portland. I'm like, what do they do for a job? How in the world are they supporting themselves? Nobody can sit out there. I mean, I don't have the time to sit out on the street and protest. You know, so what's the deal behind this? And then, so that kind of got me thinking. And then I heard somebody say, oh, they're getting paid for that. I'm thinking, well, that's interesting. And then I do a school tour, and the school's like, yeah, this new sales tax is hitting us when we're hiring in, say, a specialized nurse or a speech therapist. And I'm going, well, how in the world are these protesters getting by with it then if the schools are having to pay for it? So it just kind of hit me that I need to, you know, have fun with this bill. It's just my way of doing my part to, you know, balance the budget.
Oh, please use that quote in every interview. Please use that quote in every single interview. So I assume I'm not the first one who reached out. Have any of your colleagues in the Senate reached out?
Oh, it's been a riot because folks on my side go, finally, a tax that I'm willing to support.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's very good. What about the Democrats? Are they ignoring it, or are they calling you out for it?
I spoke to one of my colleagues here on the Democrat side here just this morning, and he got a good chuckle out of it and goes, yeah, it's going nowhere.
Okay. So then I guess the question is, because the Democrats control both chambers, because the Democrats say it's going nowhere, how do you milk this for as much PR as it's worth? Because I see this as actually a great opportunity to call out the Democrats for their hypocrisy. So they want to tax the jobs that actually pay for people to live here and pay for them to have families, but they don't want to tax the jobs that are to create chaos and pandemonium here.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right. This was bill is all about getting as much, thoughts behind the fact that they're willing to, you know, very specifically target folks who are just showing up to work, you know, raising a family, doing a job. But when it comes to the crazies, they're certainly not willing to tax them. So it's simply to make them choose, you know, worse or worse kind of situation, you know. But this is a great bill that lets them be called out for exactly what it is. They're not willing to, they're not looking at solving the problem here.
I think your next step should actually be go to Let's Go Washington or go to Jim Walsh and say, hey, how do we get initiative behind this thing? Because I think a lot of people in Washington would support this. The Democrats will want another tax on jobs. The Republicans will say, yeah, we hate the protesters. Let's do it. You think that's the next step if this doesn't get a hearing?
I think that's a great idea. You know, according to several folks that I've asked about this on the other side of the aisle, they simply said there's no such thing as paid protesters, that it's kind of not needed. And I simply said, well, let's let the Department of Finance figure it out.
That's great.
Because if there's money to be made, they're going to find it.
Wait a second. So. They are actually saying there's no such thing as paid protesters. Would they like all the proof that there's paid protesters? Because I think you should call a press conference and actually call out the various people who are funding these things, like George Soros, like the Tides Foundation, like many other foundations, Rockefeller, you name it. We have the evidence. We have the proof that they did this. And it wasn't just here in Washington. It was coast to coast. They're denying that now?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a great way to just say, let's charge them sales tax.
This is too funny. This is absolutely
then
too
we'll
funny.
Have proof this of is exactly how much they're influencing our elections and making these, because we'll have the proof because we'll have the sales tax receipts.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is absolutely great. Why don't you go to Sean Scott with this one? I'm sure he likes this kind of stuff. He never met a job he didn't want to tax.
I know. I would think he'd want to be a co on this, you know.
You would think he would want to be a co on this. I mean, he's all about that. Isn't he launching his big tax on jobs today? I think you should reach out to him and ask him if he wants to be a co-sponsor, him and Saldana. They were big on this, right?
Yeah, no kidding. You'd think they'd be all excited to sign on to this.
Yes.
And is that today or tomorrow? I think they weren't sure themselves.
If a socialist does a protest on the steps of the Capitol and nobody's around to listen, do they actually make a sound? In the last few minutes we have with State Senator Leonard Christian. So talking about what's going on in the legislative session, what else do you have your eye on going into the session?
You know, I honestly think we're going to have a really challenging session. I don't think that the money is there that they thought it was. The lawsuits have turned out to be an absolute nightmare. You know, there's consequences to their actions, and I think that it's finally catching up with them this session. And so I'd like to say that this session, I think it's a good thing that it's a short one, but they are going to scramble their hardest to get an income tax.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. Senator Leonard Christian, really appreciate your time. Really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much for the humor. And I really hope this thing actually does move forward. That'd be fun to watch.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, and you have a happy holidays.
You as well, sir. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.